time to gas up the Jenny. No, never mind. Didn't need it over the weekend after the big ice apocalypse was a bust. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, January 13, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the effort to hurt President Trump with impeachment has now officially failed. His approval numbers are up, impeachment numbers are down, and Nancy Pelosi is finally giving in on her failed efforts to stall the whole process. Number two, drunk drivers across Michigan may be ready to celebrate, hopefully responsibly this time. But it has come to our attention that one of the most important pieces of gear to stop drunk driving may have a problem. And number one, speaking of the failed ice apocalypse, I'm sick and tired of the news using weather and the likelihood that something bad's going to happen to get everybody whipped into a panic, whipped into a frenzy. It happened all over again, as you know, over the weekend. Ice apocalypse was coming. It was going to be the worst ice storm in generations. First, it was a quarter of an inch of ice, and then it was a half, and then it was three quarters of an inch, and maybe an inch in some places. Let's be honest about that. A quarter of an inch of ice is a devastating ice storm. A half inch is catastrophic, and beyond that, you know, all bets are off. And yet, everywhere you looked over the weekend on Saturday when the storm started was that it's going to be really bad and it's going to get worse. Even midday, I was watching M Live and the weather reports on there. Don't worry. It's going to get worse after dark. Much worse, in fact. And they kept, you know, selling this idea. It didn't happen. Now, in fairness to Mark, the meteorologist on M Live, it was the computer model showing it, and they were just flat wrong. About 3,000 people ended up without power from what I could tell from this whole event. A few thousand more had no power over the weekend, but it was because of equipment failure, not because of the storm. And so all of this went down, and yet, you know, here we are being told these terrible things are going to happen, and all of this is going on, and this weather is going to be devastating. So I'm out filling up the gas on the generator, making sure everything runs, making sure everything's going to work. And I wasn't the only one. You know, yeah, the food panic at Meijer alone was, you know, incredible. The hordes attacking Meijer. There wasn't a banana left in the place. And good Lord, people, what do you think? The ice storm's going to keep you from getting your potassium? Good Lord, relax. Let me tell you the truth about news directors. And news directors are the people that are in charge of, you know, the stories you see and hear and read, whether it's on television or on the radio, general news, or in the newspaper. News directors love nasty weather. It doesn't cost them anything. It's just here. Here comes the weather, and we can whip this up, and we can make comparisons. We can tell everybody how bad it is, and we can just do this and that. Doom and gloom. Sky's falling. If it bleeds, it leads. Well, right up until there's a big storm coming, at which point that takes the precedent. And when that happens, news directors celebrate. They do. I was in Columbus, Ohio once. There was a 9-inch snowstorm on a New Year's Eve. 9 inches of snow. We did 9 hours of continuous coverage. We had an hour of coverage for every inch of snow that fell. You'd have thought the world was coming to an end. And trust me, they get snow in Columbus. It's not exactly the desert, right? Well, that mentality has not changed. The news directors just, they get aroused by bad weather. And that's part of your problem because they pile on, hey, we got to cover this. We got to have live people here and there and everywhere. And I remember once watching a gentleman, old curmudgeon in the newsroom, reporter that had been there forever. Bob, we need you to go out there and cover this story. So it was the 11 o'clock news, and nothing had happened yet. And the anchor at the desk, you know, with all their pretty hair and makeup, you know, and looking like a cover model, says it out to Bob. Bob, what's happening? It's cold and it's dark. Back to you. One of the most beautiful moments of live local television I've ever witnessed, and I was part of the team then. And I thought, Bob is my hero. Bob is my absolute hero. Because there was no storm yet and not much had happened. It's cold and it's dark. Back to you. Beautiful time. Anyhow, it gets to the point where, you know, the hysteria, the histrionics, the nonsense, the evaluations and the drilling down on it, it's a snowstorm, folks. We've had them before. Now, I appreciate the fact that they'll give us a heads up if a big storm's coming, and I guess they're right more often than they're wrong, but this one just really rubs me the wrong way because so much time and effort was spent warning us about the devastating ice storm and all the terrible things that were going to happen, and we're all going to be without power, and it's going to affect 3 million people in Michigan. It was going to be apocalyptic. That's why I said it's going to be ice apocalypse. But it wasn't. Wasn't much at all, in fact. In fact, at the end of the day, I'm not sure where you're living. At the end of the day, there was also, you know, places you're going to get 10 inches of snow here. Those places got 2 inches. Now, there could be some places that got some good hits with that storm, but it wasn't southern Michigan, and it wasn't northern Michigan, from what I could tell. So if you got something, let me know. SteveGruber.com, the place to go and let me know on that. SteveGruber.com. As I'm curious if anybody got out of that storm what they were supposed to. And if so, where? And if not, why can the models be so wrong? How can these, you know, artificial intelligence, computer models, we must trust them. They're telling us that global climate change is going to destroy us in 100 years. We're supposed to trust those computers and those models when they can't get an ice storm right, even when they're continuously saying, oh, the worst is coming. The worst is still coming. You just sit right there, mister. But nothing's happening. We got a little bit of ice, and then it's moving. No, wait till after dark. No, wait till the morning. Huh. Okay, I will. You know what the morning will be? Cold and dark. I mean, I get it, folks. I like to be aware of the weather, but just get it right, would you? All right, so that's why. Can you do a job in this lifetime where you could be wrong so often and still get a paycheck every week? You'd just be blatantly wrong. Hey, you got it wrong again. You blew the forecast. Yeah, that's fine. Here's your paycheck. In fact, I want a raise. Okay, sure. I mean, weather guys. Okay, weather guys. But you can tell me what's going on in 100 years. Of course you can. Here's a little something for you. The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. You can get $1,000 off a 2019 model with no payments for 90 days right now. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. All of this makes it even easier to get into the side-by-side that's unlike any other. You have got to see this thing, ROXOR. If you haven't seen it, you're going to love it. So whether you're itching to hit the trails or put this hand-assembled beast to work, you can believe it. 70 years of rugged heritage is up to the task. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today and get out there. Restrictions do apply. Please see your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com for complete details. Roxor, the newest partner of success here at the Steve Gruber Show. When we take it off-road, we do it with a Roxor.
Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.